Are you clicking for dopamine or deeper meaning? The internet, like those ancient sailors' taverns, rowdy, crowded, a blend of laughter, whispered deals, and the occasional brawl. Information flows like cheap rum, and now we know that attention is the currency. Every click, every scroll, every lingering glance on a cat video, it's akin to dropping a coin into the jukebox, paying for another track on this wild digital soundtrack. Why do we click? It isn't as simple as it seems. Sure, some clicks are practical, a map to find our way, an email to a colleague. But so many others, those are the ones that speak to something deeper. A yearning for connection, a fear of missing out, a hunger for a good story. Understanding these hidden motivations, that's clickonomics. That's the key to unlocking the secrets of the attention economy and turning those clicks into something meaningful for both you and your customers. Let's start with the basics. Our brains. They are wired for curiosity, for novelty. Remember being a kid, flipping channels on the TV just to see what was out there? The internet is like that, but a billion times more intense. Each webpage, each video, each juicy headline, it's a potential hit of dopamine, that feel-good chemical that rewards us for exploration and discovery, like a digital trail of breadcrumbs, tempting us deeper into the woods. Then there is FOMO, fear of missing out for the uninitiated, that shadowy specter lurking behind every unopened notification. The internet is the world's biggest party, and nobody wants to be the only one sitting it out. FOMO taps into our tribal instincts, makes us feel like if we're not scrolling, we are not in the loop. Marketers? They play on this fear with a vengeance. Only 3 spots left. This offer expires at midnight. It's the digital version of those carny barkers, luring us in with the promise that the best is yet to come, if only we click right now. Speaking of carnival games, the internet has got a trick up its sleeve called scarcity. Makes us think if we don't act fast, we will miss out on some treasure. Limited edition drops, flash sales, all those exclusive offers. They tap into that hunter-gatherer urge, that thrill of the rare find. Trouble is, the internet is like that magic hat. It can churn out endless copies of anything. True scarcity is rare online. But the illusion of it, that's a powerful marketing weapon. But here is the thing. People are not just mindless clicking machines. There is a heart underneath all this too. Humans, we are storytellers, always have been. We crave connection, meaning, a sense of belonging. Good marketers, they spin stories like those ancient bards around the campfire. They weave their products, their services, into tales that resonate with our hopes, our fears, our shared experiences. It turns a click into a vote of confidence, a way to say, I see myself in this story. And then there is those affirmation clicks. You know the ones, whether it is a political rant that makes your blood boil, but you still share anyway. The cute animal video that sums up your mood perfectly. We are social creatures and validation matters, even online. We click to send a signal to the whole world and to ourselves. This is who I am. This is what I believe in. That's where social media becomes so potent, or as John Berger would say, contagious. It is a never-ending feedback loop of clicks, likes, and comments that affirm our identity. Problem is, the internet can become an echo chamber too. Search engine and social media algorithms feed us what they think we want to see, confirming our biases, narrowing our worldview, It is the digital equivalent of hanging out with the same posse all the time every day. Comforting, sure, but also limiting, if not stifling. So if we understand those drivers, curiosity, scarcity, storytelling, validation, what does that mean for your marketing? It means stop thinking in terms of eyeballs and start thinking in terms of hearts and minds. Each click is an invitation, a chance to connect on a human level. It is not about tricks or hacks. It is about understanding your audience so well you can finish the sentences. It is about offering them something of value, a solution to a problem, a good laugh, a sense of belonging. But here is where things get tricky. Not all clicks are created equal. A click of idle curiosity is worth a grain of sand. But a click driven by genuine interest, by a desire to solve a problem, that's potential gold. The trick is separating the casual browsers from those ready to engage, to buy, to become loyal customers. In a world drowning in content, the currency isn't just attention, but also intention. So, ditch the spray and pray tactics. Instead, become a sniper. Target your message with precision. Speak directly to your ideal customer's pain points. Offer them solutions so irresistible they would be foolish to refuse. That is how you turn a click into a conversation, a transaction, a relationship. Now, here is the sobering truth. This digital landscape is a battlefield. Your customer's attention is being pulled in 1,000 directions every minute. You are not just fighting for their clicks, you are fighting for their trust. That means playing the long game. It means being honest, transparent, and adding genuine value even before you ask for anything in return. It means understanding the ethical implications of all this persuasive power and refusing to use deceptive tactics even when they seem to work in the short term. In the end, the most successful marketers won't be the ones able to trick algorithms or have the biggest ad spend. It will be those who truly understand the human heart, who tell stories that resonate, and who build lasting connections on a foundation of trust. We aren't just talking about mastering a few techniques. This is about understanding the very fabric of our digital world. The tangled web of technology, psychology, and good old-fashioned human nature.